Vice President Dick Cheney flew to Turkey today to discuss the war on terrorism. He began his day in Israel, where he focused on the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Cheney said it's up to Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat to rein in violence, and he agreed to meet with Arafat if he holds up his end of the ceasefire. In New York today, more than 1,000 coffins draped in Palestinian and Israeli flags were displayed outside UN headquarters. They were put there by a group of Israeli and Palestinian parents who lost children in the fighting. The Parents' Circle, as the group is called, wants greater U.S. involvement in ending the conflict. From New York, NPR's Jackie Leiden reports.
Ronnie Hersensung has lost two sons in this conflict, surveying the hundreds of coffins which made the dizzying numbers tangible, stretching for a full city block. He said he still feels emotional tremors.
Seeing here in the front of the UN, I'm so impressed. And seeing all these flags and all these coffins, it's shocking me, but deep in my mind, I know that the situation back in the Middle East is worse, much worse, because I don't know if soon the bloodshed will stop.
Family members held up photographs of the dead. One Palestinian man held up three pictures of his son and two relatives, including a baby, killed on the same day last summer. Another, Khalid Mohammed Abdelhadir, an elementary school teacher from the West Bank, said his 21-year-old son was killed just a few weeks ago on February 23rd, and he's not sure why.
I go to the hospital. I see my son. He's on the floor. They shooting him about 50 lumps. And his leg is severed, yes. And broken his head also.
But no one in the parents' circle wants revenge. Almost immediately, the 51-year-old teacher wanted to come to the U.S. to demand re-engagement by the United States in the peace process.
Stop killing in the Middle East. We do not go out from our home months in the West Bank. There's no roads, no cars. Everyone, they do not go to her fields to work in it. We want peace, real peace, for Israeli people and for Palestinian people.
The Parents' Circle has been working for 5 years to stop the killing. They are sometimes a lonely voice, but they've grown to 190 Israeli and 150 Palestinian families. The founder is Yitzhak Frankenthal, whose 19-year-old son was kidnapped and murdered by Hamas.
To lose a child means to lose the future. Here in front of you, you can see the past.
And Israeli Arab leader Ibrahim Bushnak, who'd lost a nephew, echoed the demand for U.S. participation.
It's your duty to restore our hope. You have no right to stand on the sidelines. You have no right to allow our children to keep on dying. It's your duty to influence in the conflict, this conflict, and get our leaders back to the negotiation table.
In a moving display, the parents signed a large petition in their children's names. Narit Alahan Pellid says she never thinks of the Palestinians as the other side. She says that hostility for leaders who don't make peace.
All these voices that rule the world today should be smothered by the voice of parents. We as parents have to tell them, and we have to tell other parents to tell them, no more. We are not giving away our children anymore. This is unnatural. This is unnatural parenthood. Otherwise, death shall have dominion, and we will be lost.
And though there are times when such words seem useless and dismal, these parents are committed to trying. I only want peace for our children, all children, said a Palestinian mother and housewife, Fatma Bajni, whose son was killed last summer. Yet as the rally ended, Fatma got a phone call from home. A 23-year-old cousin had just been shot to death in the West Bank. Jackie Leiden, NPR News, New York.